Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Miss Georgia, Betty Cantrell, was crowned the new Miss America on Sunday night in Atlantic City. For the talent portion of the competition, 50 contestants danced, sang, or played instruments. But two went out on a limb with a creative interpretation of talent. One of them was Miss Vermont, Elena Westcom. Here she is performing a science experiment in the preliminary rounds of the pageant.
Hydrogen peroxide is constantly breaking down on its own, but the process takes way too long. Much longer than 90 seconds. So we are going to use potassium iodide as our catalyst. Are we ready to see what happens when you combine chemistry and physics? Just remember, science can be messy, so don't try this at home.
Westcom got her master's in medical lab science at UVM and works as an autopsy technician and a medical lab scientist when she's not traveling the state talking up science. While she didn't win the national competition, Westcom has been getting a lot of attention for her platform and for her talent. Elena Westcom joins me now. Welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you better explain the experiment you were doing. We can't just leave it hanging there.
Sure. So the experiment that I did was called Elephant's Toothpaste. And it's a decomposition reaction between potassium iodide and hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide is something we use every day when we get a cut or a scrape. But if you let it sit out on its own, it will decompose into water and oxygen gas. But as I said, the process takes far too long. So if we speed things up using a catalyst of potassium iodide, it rapidly decomposes. And with a little help from some dish soap, it makes a ton of foam and can shoot high in the air and make a ton of mess all over the stage, which is what I did.
Yes. And if you go online and watch the video of this, you can see this sort of explosion and hear the great reaction from the crowd.
Yes.
Elena, why did you choose that for your talent? You're getting a lot of positive press, but it didn't vault you into the finals. So did you consider that in deciding what to present to the judges?
I wanted to do something that I was passionate about and something I was proud to do on stage. I've danced and I've sang previously in my years of competing for Miss Vermont, but it wasn't something I could fully invest my time, energy, and my passion into because it wasn't something that I love to do. However, science is something that I truly love doing and truly love talking about. So I decided that what better way to show what I love than to do it on the Miss America stage. And it didn't get me into the finals, and that's okay because it still lets me be Miss Vermont for the next 8 months.
What did you hear from the other competitors, your colleagues in the competition? What did they think of it?
Everybody was so excited to see my talent, and unfortunately, not everybody gets to see it backstage. So all the other contestants, only a few of them who were either right before me in the competition or right after me in the competition, actually got to see the experiment go off. So some of them are still a little bit bummed, but I've sent them all the YouTube link, so they're all excited to see it. And I had no negative reactions to it, which was a bit to my surprise, because it is a little out of the box and not a typical pageant talent. So I'm just excited that it's gone over very well.
Your platform as Miss Vermont is to promote STEM careers for kids and to really highlight science, math, engineering, and technology. What do you tell kids when you go around the state?
For me, it's important to show the kids and the students how exciting science can be and how exciting STEM careers are. But not only how exciting they are, but how relevant they are to their everyday lives. So when I go to students and into different classrooms or big assemblies, I like to talk to them about what they see and feel on a daily basis that's STEM-related. Because if they can see and make it tangible to them, then they understand how important it truly is. And it gets them more excited about it if they know that all of these things they do on a daily basis are STEM-related, and they have such a foundation in STEM, they can truly see that this is something they need to learn and something they need to be excited about.
I'm talking with Elena Westcom. She's Miss Vermont 2015, and she just competed in the Miss America pageant. We've been talking a little bit about her talent and her platform, both promoting science and science careers. Elena, the Miss America competition and the state competitions have talked a lot in the past decade or two about getting away from the idea of this being a beauty pageant. But no matter how you slice it, there's a lot of it that has to be based around physical appearance. There are evening gowns, bathing suits, hair, makeup, spray tans. So I imagine that some people see, at best, a pretty odd juxtaposition of support for strong careers and yet still an endorsement of a society that values women based on their physical beauty. So how do you balance that in your own mind?
For me, it's important to think about what the Miss America organization stands for. It is the largest scholarship provider for young women in the United States. When you become Miss America, you get $50,000 for scholarships. Must be used for college loans that you already have or to continue your career and your schooling. So that's so important for me because, yes, we have to go out there in an evening gown, and yes, we have to go out there in a swimsuit. We get our spray tans and we do our hair and our nails. But what's so important is what we get out of it. It's the life skills. Sitting in a room with seven judges staring at you and answering the most rapid-fire questions possible from anything. It could be politics to your platform to opinion-based questions to social or economic problems or just basic things that were on your resume. You're sitting in there for 10 full minutes answering those questions. So the life skills you get from the Miss America organization and the Miss Vermont organization are truly endless. Having the interview skills and the public speaking skills, the ability to go into any room and command that room is so important. So knowing that, you know, this isn't about having the crown on your head. It's about what you're going to do with that title.
But to do that, you do have to get in a bathing suit and parade, you know, back and forth on a stage. And do you see a problem with that, or is that something that you're okay with?
I'm okay with it. Yes, there are a lot of people out there who are not okay with the bathing suit competition. But for me, having the confidence in myself to go up on that stage and in front of national television or even in the preliminaries where thousands and thousands of people are going to see who you are and how hard you work, it's okay with me because I'm confident and comfortable in who I am and I love myself. And that's what everybody will see when I go up there. And that's what the competition is about. It's not about your size. It's about how comfortable you are and confident you are and how much you truly love yourself.
Elena, I mentioned that you're a medical laboratory scientist in St. Albans and an autopsy technician in Burlington, and I understand you hope at some point to become a medical examiner?
Yes, that's correct.
And so are you planning after Miss Vermont to go back to school?
I am. I have taken a year off from all schooling for Miss Vermont because I just graduated in May with my post-bac in medical laboratory science, so I will apply to medical school after my year as Miss Vermont is over, and then go back to school to become a board-certified forensic pathologist.
Elena Westcom is the current Miss Vermont. Thank you for talking with us, and congratulations in the competition.
Thank you so much.